This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Vidyadevi Bhandari calls for an all-party meeting. President Bhandari to pay a two-day official visit to Bangladesh. CPN Yemen leaders hold meeting to resolve intra-party rifts. And WHO urges countries not to pause COVID vaccinations as several major European Union member states halt their rollouts of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has called an all-party meeting at 4 p.m. today. According to Dr. Bhesraj Adhikari, who is the chief personal secretary of the president has invited leaders of the various political parties that represent in the federal parliament. The CPN EML, Nepali Congress, CPN Maoist Centre, Janata Samajwadi Party, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, Nepal Workers and Peasants Party and Rashtriya Janamorcha leaders have been invited to the meeting. Meanwhile, President Vidyadevi Bhandari is paying a two-day state visit to Bangladesh from 22nd to 23rd March 2021 at the friendly invitation of the President of Bangladesh, Mohammad Abdul Hamid. During the visit, President Bhandari will attend the celebration of the birth centenary of Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, the father of the nation of Bangladesh, which is going to be organized in capital Dhaka. On the occasion, the President will deliver a statement on the theme of Nepal-Bangladesh relations at Bangabandhu's birth centenary, according to a press release issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. She will also hold talks with the President of Bangladesh at Banga Bhavan. President Bhandari will also attend the state banquet hosted by the President of Bangladesh in her honour. While in Bangladesh, the President will visit National Martyrs Memorial at Savar and Bangabandhu Memorial Museum at Dhanmundi. The Nepali delegation accompanying the President will consist of Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gewali and secretaries and senior officials of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Office of the President and other relevant ministries. A cultural troupe will also be part of the Nepali delegation, which will show a cultural performance during the birth centenary celebration program to be organized in Dhaka. The President is also scheduled to visit the Embassy of Nepal, meet with Nepali nationals in Bangladesh, and attend a lunch to be hosted in her honor by the Ambassador of Nepal to Bangladesh. The President will return home on 23rd of March. Staying with President, President Vidyadevi Bhandari was administered the COVID-19 vaccine yesterday. President Bhandari received the first dose of the vaccine at the Trivan University Teaching Hospital in Maharajganj. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has claimed that the country has moved ahead with accelerated development pace, inaugurating the program aimed at connecting all remaining 283 rural municipalities with their provincial capitals. Prime Minister Oli said a new era of development had begun with the expansion of road network to all local levels. Prime Minister Oli also stressed on not to compromise on the quality of roads to be constructed. He asked the concerned stakeholders to pay attention to the safety and durability of the roads. The Prime Minister further claimed that the government had led developments in all sectors, expanding roads, conserving natural heritages for tourism development, and constructing bridges and canals. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli urged all three tiers of governments to make the local road network expansion project successful, terming the program as a national pride campaign. He further said, despite hostile attitude of the groups fighting against the government for personal gains, the government had accelerated the development of the country. CPN UML top leaders have begun consultations in a bid to remove the bitterness within the party. In this connection, the factions, each led by Party Chair and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and Senior Leader Madhav Kumar Nepal, held discussions at the UML main office at Dumbarahi yesterday. The top-notch leaders of UML have come together for the first time for consultations regarding keeping intact the party unity and resolving the differences after the reinstatement of the House of Representatives and the revival of UML by the Supreme Court. Party General Secretary Ishwar Pokhrel, leader Bishnu Prasad Paudel, Subhas Nemwang, Pradeep Gewali from Oli's side, and senior leader Nepal and leaders Bhim Bahadur Rawal, Ghanashyam Bhusal and Surendra Pandey from the side of senior leader Nepal participated in the discussions yesterday. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa met the newly appointed Pakistani ambassador to Nepal, Sayyid Haider Saha, at the ministry yesterday. On the occasion, discussions on matters relating to bilateral ties and mutual benefit were discussed. Minister Thapa opined to exchange experiences on information technology, security and skill enhancement training between the two countries. Similarly, Ambassador Shah shared that he would further be effortful to strengthen bilateral ties between the two countries during his tenure. The Central Committee meeting of the Nepal Communist Party Maoist Center yesterday discussed latest political scenario, the status of party organization, party stature and party's further strategies. Press coordinator of chair Pushpakamaldal Prachanda, Bishnu Sapkota, informed that the meeting also dwelled on the name of the party and prospects of unification with other communist parties. The party's next meeting is taking place at 11 a.m. today. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged people to consult health professionals if health issues last for more than 5 days from the day of receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Addressing a press briefing at the ministry yesterday, spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam urged people to take rest for 5 days from the date of vaccination and not to smoke or consume alcohol. He also said some people may develop fever and might experience mild health issues. Saying the vaccine would be fully effective only after 2 weeks, Professor Dr. Gautam asked people to adopt the health safety protocol mandatorily. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population reported 53 new corona cases yesterday with 77 recoveries. The ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 275,200 infected people, more than 271,300 had recovered from the infection. The ministry has not reported any new corona-related deaths. Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewa has said the Nepali Congress should bear the responsibility to give an outlet to the country from the political deadlock. Inaugurating a sports championship organized in the memory of leader Khum Bahadur Kharga in Bara, Congress President called on all political parties to move ahead by joining hands together. He said the future of the democratic parties depended on the strength of democracy. He also claimed that Nepali Congress was the only party capable of leading the country towards prosperity. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छ त्यसो नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The World Health Organization, WHO, has urged countries not to pause COVID vaccinations as several major European Union member states halted their rollouts of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. It said there was no evidence of a link between the vaccine and blood clots. Germany, France, Italy and Spain joined smaller nations in halting vaccinations as a precaution while checks are made. The WHO's vaccine safety experts are meeting on Tuesday to discuss the jab. European Medicines Agency, EMA, will meet on the same day and is due to draw conclusions on Thursday. It has also said that vaccines should continue to be used. There have been a number of cases in Europe of blood clots developing after the vaccine was administered. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thundershowers are likely to occur at one or two places of Province No. 1 and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Vidyadevi Bhandari calls for an all-party meeting. President Bhandari to pay a two-day official visit to Bangladesh. CPN UML leaders hold meeting to resolve intra-party rifts. And WHO urges countries not to pause COVID vaccinations as several major European Union member states halt their rollouts of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccines. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.